Brooke Shemin's working with Sheba.
Mm. Now you're on.
Morning, Rabbeinu. I'm extremely impressed. I would definitely have not been here. Okay, we'll finish off this sugya. Dav Dalad Amud Beis. We'll actually start from the bottom again. Start on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. We had a memra from Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. The Gemara said, the Brisa said, Kol also say Shem B'mai say in Loikin Olof, Chutz Mi Meimar, except for Meimar, Mekalel, and Nishba. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina went and he added something. His addition was Makdam Trumah L'Bikur. The assumption was that Makdam Trumah L'Bikurim, the Isra of Makdam Trumah L'Bikurim, is that there is Malkus there. And the Gemara brought a contradiction to this. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe in a Chanami. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina was actually coming to say that there's no Malkus. So he was actually tagging it on to the first member. Kol Loisel Sheshem B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina was going back on that and saying, Af Makdam Trumah L'Bikurim. Also is a loisa say shem b'maisa, which is ain loikin olav. The Gemara says, Kashid Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, because we brought down that Rav Yosi Bar Chanina actually held your potter. The Gemara says, no, Rav Yosi Bar Chanina aptura koi. Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, when he added Trumah L'Bikurim, he was actually adding a p'tur to the initial statement, which is kol loisa say shem b'maisa ein loikin olav. V'ochi koma, lav shem b'maisa ein loikin olav. Mishum Rav Yosi Rav Chanina omru afa makdam trumah l'bikurim. Makdam trumah l'bikurim, also there's no malchus. Okay, now before we go on, I began to go into this last week, l'chaira, at this point in the Gemara, it's very unclear why Rav Yosi Bar Chanina addressed us over here at this point? Because Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, the Braisa was talking about, clearly trying not to tell us a chiddush of Lav Shem B'maisa, the Braisa was trying to tell us that Nishba, Meimar, Mekalel are exceptions to the rule. I mean, if we want to start listing Lav Shem B'maisa, there are many Lav Shem B'maisa. There's Neusser, there's Shatnas according to some days, if somebody else puts Shatnas onto you. There's many cases of a Lav Shem B'maisa. There's Nikif, there's Makif Nikif. I mean, the Torah is full of Lav Shem B'maisa, but you don't get Malkus. So clearly we weren't here to list off the Lav Shem B'maisa. So what are Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina concept? What was his function b'chlal? Forgetting that we'll see it's even more difficult than this. But just on the onset, what was Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina coming to say here? This member was coming to tell us one chiddush, that although there's a rule, Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Loikin Olav, there's exceptions to the rule. The exceptions to the rule is Nishba, Meimar, Mekalel, Chaveri. Those are the three exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, now the Gemara said, was coming to say, tell us a p'tur. Af Makdam Trumah L'Bikurim. So if Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina was not trying to tell us anything more, then that Makdam Trumah L'Bikurim is a Lav Shem B'maisa, what do we need him for? What's the point? So that alone is difficult. It's going to get progressively more difficult. But even at this point, if this was the end of the Gemara, it would be very unclear what Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina is coming in over here. Why did he come in waving that flag any more than Neusser or Makif or any other Lav Shem B'maisa? What made him come in with this Lav to tell us an example of a Lav Shem B'maisa? I think it's impossible to accept that even at this point of the Gemara, that the Gemara was assuming that Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina was saying nothing more than giving us an example of a lav shein b'maisa. When the statement was, "Kol lav shein b'maisa, eloi ken olam." Okay, now we go weiter. The Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Because we just finished saying that the Torah was machadish by Tmura. That there's a concept called b'diburay kovet maisa. That with your words you're creating a maisa. And as such we consider Tmura to be a lav sheyesh by maisa. So for that same reason, makdim chumal bikurim is also b'diburay kovet maisa. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, umayishna meimar deloki. Mishum de bidibure osamaisa. Maktim truma libikurim nami lulki. Mishum de bidibure kovet maisa. For the same reason. Just like you just finished saying that by tmura there is malchus, here there should also be malchus. So the Gemara, therefore, the chayr at this point is saying, okay, throw the whole thing out. The whole thing that we wanted to say, Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina was coming to give us an example of a lav she'en bo maisa. No, because this is actually an example of a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So what is Rabbi Yosi? But we're not throwing out the fact that Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina came in to tell us a p'tur. That we're still maintaining. Right? We said two things till now. We said Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina was coming to tell us a p'tur. And what was the p'tur? The p'tur was lav sheyesh b'maisa. Now the Gemara is saying, true, Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina was coming to tell us a p'tur, but not lav sheyesh b'maisa, because actually this would be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So what was he coming to tell us? He was coming to tell us, Shani Hosom, the Havi Lav Hanitik Lase. It's a Lav Hanitik Lase. Dichsiv Mikol Masrei Seichem Torim. Since the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Mikol Masrei Seichem Torim, here there's a branch in the Rishonim how to understand what the Nitik Lase is. And either way, it's difficult to understand. But the simple way to make most of the Rishonim explain is that the Torah said that the Truma is Chal. The Torah said, Afal Pikain, even if you did the Truma this way, still you continue to be mafresh the rest of the Truma from Isis. So the Torah is acknowledging the Truma that you were mafresh to be a good Truma. By the fact that the Torah is acknowledging that that Truma is a good Truma, is as though the Torah is telling you it's a mitzvah. So even though you did the Truma out of line, the Lav Hanitik Lase is the recognition that that Truma was a mitzvah, was chal. Okay, there is a different pshat, but most of the Rishonim don't learn that way. And this is found in the Pirushim v'Chidushim on Tmura. It's an old, out-of-print sefer that brings, that quotes an opinion that felt that when the Gemara says that this is a lav hanitik lase, the Gemara means you should be shoyal on the hafrosha. In other words, what the Gemara really means is you should go now, be shoyal on your truma. Make it l'mafreya tevel. Now bring bikurim, and now take truma again. So basically, the lav hanitik lase would be to reverse the truma that you were mafresh. But he acknowledges himself that this is something that clearly the other rishonim did not learn. And I'll tell you why I think the other rishonim didn't learn this way. But this is what, even though it seems like a nice chop. Here he says. The Lule Pirush Rashi Hayanirali Lafarish Bipshitus. The Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina Savar, Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina holds the Higdimoi Bikri Chayev Lahafris Chuma Gedoyla. You have to do it again. Unihidam Vaina Sheyishal al Chumasai. You should be shoyal on the truma. You should go and be oiker the neder of truma. Now, v'hodr l'tivla, everything will go back to what was before. V'hodr yafrish keseder. And then you'll go and do it again. You'll be mafrish keseder. V'hainu omod v'hafrish. Unihi damrinim ba'alma, even though we say ordinarily, the Gemara says in the Dorim daf nun tes, there's no mitzvah to be shoyal on truma. Right? There's no mitzvah to uproot truma. Here, afal gav truma leka mitzvah l'tshule, hainu heicha shalayos avera. You didn't do an avera. He says, "Aval hocha other avera." Hey, you did an avera. Rachmona rami alei sheyishal al trumosoi v'yasake nalav v'hainu nitiklase. That's his opinion. Now again, I feel that although it's a nice chap what he's saying, we debated last week whether Bechlal you would call this a nitiklase to be shoyal on the hafrasha. But even if you accept that that would be a way to fix the lav, and retroactively would come out that you never were over, we debated last week that you'll be over regardless. Because even when you're shoyal on something, we discussed that the mice is still there, the fact that you were mafresh, and that you could never get rid of. And that's why, either way, you did that before you did Bikurim. So you'll be over anyway. But if we were to accept what he is saying, then I think the concept of nitiklase is not appropriate here. Because that's not lava nitiklase. That's a lav that you mavakal the lav. You didn't fix the lav with it by doing an assay. You basically took the lav that you did and magically removed it. You surgically took it out. You came in with using the process of she'ela, and you took away the avera that you did. What was my avera? I made truma before bringing Bikurim. Okay, I go to my Rav, and my Rav removes my truma. So now we're back to scratch. Everything is back to step one. So that's not a lava nitiklase. I wouldn't categorize that a lava nitiklase. It has nothing to do with an essay. It's a lav shenis bata. It's a lav that became bata. I think that's probably why the Rishonim didn't say his simple explanation. Because it won't work. It won't fix it. It's reversing it possibly. If you say the reversal works, it's reversing it. But it's not a lav nitiklase. Okay. Now going back to what we began to discuss as to what Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina wanted, at this point, the Gemara just made what was difficult into almost impossible to understand Bechlal. Because we understood, again, what was the original memory? We got to go back to the memory. The memory was, kol lav shein b'maisa ein loikin olav. Every lav shein b'maisa, you don't get malchus. Except for nishba memo makala. So in that statement, there were two steps. Step one, something which was poshut. Kol lav shein b'maisa ein loikin olav. That wasn't the chiddush of the b'raisa, but that was a statement of the b'raisa. Then the b'raisa said a chiddush. That in that rule of lav shein b'maisa, there were exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? Nishba, Meimar, and Makala. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Rav Yossi bar Chanina came and he said, Af, Maktim Truma LeBikurim is also. So we thought he meant, it's also an exception to the rule that you get Malkus. We said, no, can't be. Fine. You know what Rav Yossi bar Chanina is coming to tell you? It's really part of the step one. He's trying to tell you it's also a Lav Shem B'maisa. So we had great difficulty with that. Because that first statement to the Braisa wasn't the Chiddush of the Braisa. The Chiddush of the Braisa was step two, which was Nishba, Meimar, Makala. If Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina has nothing to add to the Chutz, why is he talking for it? So to tell us he's just giving us an example of Lav Shein B'Maisa, that doesn't make sense. There's many Lav Shein B'Maisa. So we said that's difficult. Now, it became impossible to understand what the Gemara is saying. Because now, basically, what the Gemara is saying is, this is the way you read it. Kol Lav Shein B'Maisa, ain't like an Olav. That statement was just made because we're about to tell you a chiddush. Except for Nishba Meimar Makala. There is Malkus. Okay? Now Rav Yossi bar Chanina comes and he goes, okay, Rabbi, I have something to say. Not about Lav Shein B'maisa, and not about the exception to Lav Shein B'maisa. He's raising his hand. Rabbi, there's a lava nitiklase. It's called Truma. Maktim Truma Lubikurim. What's he doing? He has nothing to do, not with the first statement of the Braisa, not with the second statement to the Braisa. He's coming in mamish from left field, saying he has nothing to do with it. He's throwing around his bekias. Which isn't so impressive even. Maktim lava nitiklase. Tosfos says right on the spot, he says, lava nitiklase v'im temer, v'chisal al da'iti da'abe alema alav shen nitiklase d'loki. That's olive base. Everybody knows lava nitiklase. Lav shen v'maisa is a controversy. If there is malchus, if there's not malchus, lava nitiklase, everybody agrees to. The whole thing is, it's just a medrash pliya. What is Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina coming to say? And this is this nekuda the Rishonim are not aiming on, but it definitely needs clarity. And this is ultimately our conclusion. The conclusion of our Gemara is this way. The Gemara now is just going to go back and forth with Lava Nitiklase, But the conclusion of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina came in and had a chiddush to tell us, and the chiddush was that you should know if you're makdim chuma to bikurim, you don't get malchus because it's a lavan at the glase. What does it have to do with any? Who's talking about anything? It's nothing to do with Maseches Temura. It's nothing to do with anything. Let's just finish off the Gemara. This is the Ikar Shvarakayt in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amale Abaya, the whole Av Shenitikla, say lucky. So again, I just read you Tosfos. Very difficult. Abaya didn't know that there's such a thing, lava nitik lase. Lava nitik lase is something that's a milsa de pshita in all of Shas. That lava nitik lase, there's no malchus. Abaya makes it out like with a chiddush in the Gemara, lava nitik lase, there's no malchus. V'cholav shenitik lase, loy loki. V'homema. The lav shenitik lase, who the loki. You do get malchus for tmura. The Tanan, loy sha'odom rashai lohomir. Our Mishnah said, the first Mishnah in Tmura, that by Tmura it is Malkus, because you have a lav. What do you mean? It's a lav anitik lase. Lase is that there's Kedusha chal on the Tmura. So you see, you do get Malkus by a lav anitik lase. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, "Havelu trei lavi v'chadasei, v'loyosi chadasei v'okar trei lavi." Doesn't come one lav, doesn't one asei doesn't come, and is oike two lavi. Meaning, there's two lavim here. There's the lav. One lav is lo yachlifenu, the other lav is lo yomeroisoi. One asei doesn't have the power to be oike two lavi. Now this. This problem that the Gemara has in it is really an internal problem. It doesn't have to do with what we just said. Because this is just a potential kasha on the klal in all of Shas, that lav hanitik lase, there's no malchus. What do you mean, tmura? Tmura is a contradiction with that klal. It's very unclear why the Gemara feels that this is a problem with Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina came in and made a very benign statement. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina came in and he said, Rabbi Yossi, Makdim Chumul Bikurim, there's no Malkus. We don't know why he said it, but for some reason he decided to come into the Beis Medrash in Maseches Temura. When we were middle of discussing Lav Shem Maisen Temura, he came in and he said, Rabbi Sai, there's such a thing called a Lav Anetik Lase, Ein Loikin Olav, and everybody said, yeah, of course. He said, and Makdim Chumul Bikurim is an example. So now Abaya comes and starts attacking the Gemara, the Baal HaGemara here by saying, what do you mean? Lav Shem B'mais is in Lav Anitik Lase is in Loikin Elav. Tmura. What does that have to do with anything? That's not a problem you have with Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. That's something you have to make amends with. You have to make amends with the first Mishnah in Tmura that says that there's Malkus by Tmura and all the Mishnayos in Shas that say, lava nitik lase, there's no malchus. How do we fix that? We need to be misakin, the lava nitik lase. Fine. What does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with our sugin? So that's another issue. It seems clear from our Gemara that our Gemara didn't feel that this was a problem with the general rule of lava nitik lase, but it was a problem because we incorporated makdim chumul bikurim as an example of lava nitik lase. Now we have a problem. If not for Yossi bar Chanina incorporating Tmura as a classic lavan Makdim Chumul Bikurim as a classic lavan nitik lase, we wouldn't have had a problem. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? Varei oynis. If somebody is ma'anis a woman, the halacha is there's a mitzvah saseh that he has to keep her as a wife. And over there, so it's a lav hanitik lase, the chad lav, the chad ase, the loy osi chad ase, the oker lav. And an ase doesn't come, and is oker the lav. The Tanya, we learned. Oynes shigirish, im Yisrael hu machzu v'ene loik. If he's Yisrael, he can take her back. He doesn't get malchus, not because lav hanitik lase, at this point of the Gemara holds, He doesn't get malchus because of the fact that he never really sent her away. The lav is lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomov. You can't send her away for good. You didn't send her away for good. You took her back. You weren't really over the lav. That would be similar to the suggestion that in our sugya, makdim truma l'bikurim. How do you fix it by being shoyel on the truma? She will be. But that's an asay. Then there's a lav lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomov. So I didn't send her to kol yomov. I took her back. That's pasha pshat. But the Gemara says, but what about the kohen? It says v'im kohen hu loike v'enei machzer. And if he's a kohen, he gets malchus. Now, l'chayr, what the Gemara means is that why can't the kohen also can take her back? He has a lav to take her back. He's not allowed to take her back. But why don't we say that he could fix it? The one who says lav anitiklase is ain't loike nolov. Let it. If he would do it, he would get. It's mashma that he can't fix it. It's mashma. Not only is he not allowed to fix it, it's mashma. Even if he would, it wouldn't work. Even though the kiddushin would work, if a kohen marries a grusha, the kiddushin is chal. If a kohen does kiddushin with a grusha, the kiddushin is chal. For some reason, the Gemara is assuming when it says im kohenum loike v'ene machzer. It's saying that you can't fix the lav. Lavim don't get fixed. The only reason why the Yisrael doesn't get malchus is because the Yisrael is oimed to take her back. He never sent her away for good. When a kohen divorces a woman, it's like he's sending her away for good. When a Yisrael sends away a woman, he's not sending her away for good. So the reason why Yisrael doesn't get malchus is because he's not really over the lav. A kohen gets malchus because he really is being over the lav. The way the Gemara understands it, the kohen, even if he would take her back, besides for the fact that he'd be over the avera of a grusha, he wouldn't be misakin the lav. That's what the Gemara is assuming. I mean, the Gemara could have said, listen, by a kohen, like the Gemara Makkah says, by a kohen, if he divorces the wife, it's like he's mevatel the asay, because since he's not allowed to take her back, so the asay is not even applicable to him. So it's not a lavanitik lase. But the Gemara now is really being medayik in the words, im Yisrael hu machzer v'ene loike. V'im koyen hu loike v'ene machzer. The way the Gemara reads that is, that if in fact it would be a lavanitik lase, the koyen would also be able to take her back not to get malchus. But no, there's no such thing as lavanitik lase. It's all dependent on the initial gerishin. If the gerishin was for good, get malchus. A kohen's gerushin is called a kiss goodbye. It's a gerushin for good. And a Yisrael's gerushin is kol yom of ba'imid v'hachzer koy. When a Yisrael divorces his wife, it's a different category. It's not called he's sending her away for good. So it's almost like the Gemara is learning that by Yisrael, the whole lav is almost not applicable. Because whenever he divorces a woman, he could take her right back. So he's never really, it's not even possible for a Yisrael to send away a woman for good. Because she's always returnable. He can always take her back. So it's not but a kohen, he could taka send a woman away for good. Since he could send away a woman for good, he's over the lav. Once he's over the lav, there's malchus. Ve'ene machzer. You don't take her back. Meaning, if you took her back, it wouldn't do anything for you. It won't help. That's how the Gemara understands. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Avol kohen, the lav be'oimed v'hachzer kohen, Mishum de eino no se gerushosa. He's not supposed to marry his gerusha. Again, the important factor here is that if he would, it would be chal. If a kohen would marry a gerusha, the kiddushin would be chal. It's not like it's not chal, it is chal. Vadai loike mishum lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yom. And now he says, de loyosi asei v'okar lois asei loyma shein loikin alo. The way Rashi seems to be learning is that if it would be possible for the Aseh to fix the lav, then he also wouldn't get malchus. Because he has the potential, illegally, to take her back, and by taking her back, he'd be oikah the lav. But we don't say that. That's not even an option. Why is that not even an option? Not only is it not a recommendation, it's not even an option, because the Gemara is assuming now that there's no such thing as lav anitik lase. Which is very difficult.
If he did take it back, he would not come up later.
No, the Gemara now is assuming that by a kohen he would. He would get Malkus, even if he took her back, he would get Malkus. And that's proof of what the Gemara is trying to say. So you see that there's no such thing as a lava nitik lase. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Says the Gemara, no. Shani kohanim? Kohanim kamrit? You're talking about kohanim? Kohanim is different. Kohanim tamachrini, the Rabbi Rachmona Kedusha Yisera. The Torah gave them extra Kedusha. And therefore, by them, the way it simple reads, by them there is Malkus by a lava nitik lase. That's mamish a bomb. Something missing from all of Shas. By the way, if you're a kohen, even if you do a lava nitik lase, you get Malkus? I mean, if a kohen leaves over Neisser, he gets Malkus? The most common people to be over Neisser are kohanim. They're the ones who it's most applicable for. Who are the ones that are dealing with Achilles Kutchum the whole year? Kohanim. It would come out, by the way, P.S. Every time in Shas that it says Neisser, Lav Shem B'Maiseh, ain't loikin, Lav Anitik Laseh, ain't loikin Olav. Again, some old Neisser is no Malkus because it's Lav Shem B'Maiseh. Then it's not Negea. But if you hold that Neisser, you don't get Malkus because it's Lav Anitik Laseh, every Kohen would get Malkus. Rashi seems to say, Enechanami. Rashi says, Hechmer Alayu Tfeimi Yisrael Deluki Alav Shenitik Laseh Afal Gav the Yisrael Loikin. Fascinating. You still get Malkus. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. Now the Gemara wants to say, perhaps it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Lo yashivu mimenu ad boiker, bo akos of lite in asei achar lois asei, lo yimar shein lo yikin olav divir Rabbi Yehuda. By Noiser, there's no Malkus because it's a lav hanitik lasei. There's a mitzvah to burn it. Reb Yaakov Oimer Loy Min Hashem Huzeh. That's not why there's no Malkus by Noiser. Elo Mishum Dehavi Lav Shem B'Maiser V'chol Lav Shem B'Maiser Ein Loikin Olav. Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Sova Loikin Olav. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds there is Malkus. Reb Yaakov Haiva Noiser Mimenu Ad Boika Beish Tisroi Fula Mayoso. Miboy Leilich Detznan. He uses that for a different Rasha, that we don't burn Noiser on Yom Tov. The leftovers of the carbon Pesach that are left over on the 15th day, which is Yom Tov, Yisrafu B'Shisha Asar. You have to burn it after Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed. Chol Shisha Asar Liyos B'Shabbos. If Chol HaMoed, the first day Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, Yisrafu B'Shiva Asar, you burn it the second day Chol HaMoed on Sunday. Lefi Shein Doichin Loyas HaShabbos V'Loyas HaYom Tov. Okay? So the Gemara seems to be saying that maybe Eina Chanami, the concept of Lava Nitik Laseh, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Some Tanoim hold Lava Nitik Laseh is Ein Loikin Olav. Some Tanoim hold Lava Nitik Laseh is Loikin Olav. Very, very difficult. The whole flow of the Gemara from beginning to end is very difficult. So I want to just explain first the main difficulty in the Gemara. I think then everything else will mamela flow into place. Going back to our original questions. Our original questions was, what was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's Chiddush at all? What was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina coming b'chlal to say a Chiddush? On the side of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina was coming to say that Lav She'en Bar Maisa, right, the initial, that Lav She'en B'Maisa is Ein Loikin Olav, that's not a Chiddush at all. What does that have to do with what the Braisa that was trying? Number two, as the Gemara progressed to the final solution, which is that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina wasn't even talking about a Lav She'en B'Maisa. He was talking about a Lav Anitik Laseh. It clearly has nothing to do, not with the first statement of the Braisa, that Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav, not with the second statement, that Nishba Meima Makalo is an exception to the rule. And then, with the Hemshech of the Gemara, where for some reason the Gemara assumes that Lav Anitik Laseh is Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's Chiddush, when in fact that's a generic halach in Kol HaShas. And what's the Gemara Bechlal debating that over here? So I think that the answer you have to give here is that really there's a significant difference between the Lav Anitik Laseh in Tmura and the Lav Anitik Laseh everywhere else. And Maktim Trimel Bikur. Significant distinction. The Gemara's Taina brings down a shaila that the stipler asked the Chazon Ish. The stipler asked the Chazon Ish, really, the whole concept of Lav Anitik Lase, until you get to our Gemara, it's understood on one level. When you come to our Gemara, it's a whole different level. Until you come to our Gemara, it's very simple. It's a Lav that's fixed by an Ase. Similar, if you want to think of a similarity, tshuva. Think of tshuva. What's tshuva? The guy doesn't have hair, but he does tshuva. So now he doesn't get punished. He had an avera. Okay, again, we're talking bidei shamayim. I'm giving you a bidei shamayim comparing to bidei adam. In Bezdin, tshuva doesn't work, right? Bezdin, you can't come and be mechal Shabbos with Edom and Asra and then say, Rabbeisa, I did tshuva. Okay? But in bidei shamayim, there's such a thing called tshuva, which means a guy could be over in Issa Chorus, he could be over in Issa Misa bidei shamayim, and then he does tshuva. Comes, he does tshuva, the Baruch Hashem is mechaperim, and he's clean slate. So that's how I understood, and I assume all of you is similarly, that Lav Anitik Lase is the same type of concept. It's just a Bezen Sholmata concept. Bezen Sholmata doesn't deal with your machshavas, tshuva, that they can't, Hashem deals with that. Bezen Sholmata deals with facts. Facts are you machal Shabbos, you chayiv misa. You over a lav, you chayiv malchus. You fixed it, physically, you fixed it, okay, got rid of the malchus. So you steal. Stealing is a lav anitik lase. Ve'eshivas ha'gzeila. You give back the gzeila. You fixed it. We don't give you malchus because you fixed it. That's poshut lav anitik lase. I think that's, everybody would agree that that's poshut pshat. When you come to tmura, that's another machlokes. But that machlokes is not even based on this understanding of lav anitik lase. Meaning, there's another machlokes, which that we could spend weeks on alone, which is every Lav Anitik Lase, the Gemara Makkos brings down a Shaila, do you have to actually do the Ase in order not to get Malkus? Or no, as long as the Ase is lingering and you can do it, we don't give you Malkus. You'd have to be Mevatel the Ase, you'd have to do something to destroy the Ase in order to get Malkus. But that's really not so related to what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is, why is a lingering ase potter you from malchus? Because it's fixable. No, what I'm saying is, it's still the same thing. The concept is, a fixable lav, we don't give malchus because either it is fixed, it will be fixed, but it's a fixing concept. It's fixed. You break, you fix. That's the concept. And that's zikr, the poshut way to learn Lav Anitik Lase. You do the Avera, you fix it. You could fix it. It's fixable. That's poshut. Now, when you come to Tmura, Tmura is very different. Tmura, I'm not doing anything. I'm fixing. When I do the Avera, something is chal. Tmura is chal. So that's makes it into Lav Anitik Lase. What did I fix? I didn't fix nothing. I just did the Avera. You go over to the guy who did Tmura. What did he do? Did he fix anything? Or he just did an Avera? He did an Avera. The Torah fixed it for him or whatever. The Torah says that Tmura is chal. What got fixed? He fixed it. He didn't do anything. He only did the Avera. Adam gave him Asra. They told him, Reb Yid, you're not allowed to do what you're doing. He said, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. Boom. That's it. That was the end of the story. He walked out, there was no remorse, no charata, no tshuva, no azivas achet, nothing. He's finished. We ask him, so what do you plan to do about this tmura? You're going to put another nickel every day in stock? Nothing. Zero. I did the tmura. I have no regret. It's beautiful. I'm very happy I did it. I'm putting up a plaque in the shul. I did tmura. And now Bezin says, oh, we're not giving you malchus. The Gemara wants, we don't give you malchus. Lav Anitik Lase. What? He didn't do anything. He did nothing. This is a medrash pliya. As far as the regular understanding of Lav Anitik Lase. And the only choice to say is, well, any time a person does an Avera, and in the process of the Avera there's an Ase, and the Ase happens, the Ase materializes, there's no Malkus. That's L'chore, the only way to read our Gemara. That's the only simple way to read the Gemara. It's not a question of, I'm talking about Lav Hanitik Lase. I'm not talking about Knas. You're talking about Komle B'derabah Minei. You're talking about Sheli Mishum Rishach, Asa Tamachayve, V'Tamachayve Shtei Rishis. You're talking about different concepts. And that's interesting to explore. If it's a knas, could you say it's already he's punished? But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lav hanitik laseh, which means there's a mitzvah that you're doing that's fixing the lav. There's no mitzvah you're doing. You're doing nothing. Part of this aveira is that this aseh comes out. So the stipler asks his shvogah, the Chazon Ish, Peres Tehina brings down that the stipler asked the Chazon Ish, he doesn't understand. Almona l'koyin gadol should be a lav hanitik laseh. Almona l'koyin gadol should be lav hanitik. You know why? The kedushin is chal. It's the same thing. Kedushin is normally a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah seh, ki yikach yishisha. Most of the Rishonim hold it's mamash a mitzvah. The Rosh has it, the Shaila. So every time, it's chal right away. One second, forget tomorrow for a second. Every time a koyin gadol is makadosh and almona. Yeah? He's doing an aseh. He's being over in Issa Torah. Torah said, don't marry her. He's doing it anyway. And you know what? The Torah is saying, V'hoya kiddushin chal. So now it should be a lav hanitik laseh. If you're going to tell me that lav hanitik laseh doesn't involve you doing another thing to fix the lav, you don't have to do anything additional. Or it could even be part of the lav process. Part of the lav process is that an aseh occurs. If that's the pshat, so then it doesn't make any sense. Then almona l'koyin gadol also should not be. So he brings this down. Shaw Akilus Yankif as a Chazon Ish. The Maishno Tmur in our Gemara, the Nechshav Nitik Laseh. We call Tmur a Lava Nitik Laseh. Mishum the Goli Kroh Dahani Maisav. The only thing that happened by Tmur is that it was Chal. That the Tmur was Chal. The Kedusha was Chal. In Cain, name of the Kohen Godel, Shekidish Alman Alo Yilke. Kohen Godel also shouldn't get Malkus. You know why? Me'achad the groli kroh da kiddushim cholim, because the Torah was megale that the kiddushim achal. That's what he says. So this was the disciple's kasha to the Chazon Ish. He basically had the same problem we're having here. He learned our Gemara that our Gemara is being mechadish, that there's a new kind of lav hanitik laseh. I would almost call it a lav hanitik laseh by default. A lav hanitik laseh happens, which is, it's impossible to do the lav without having that aseh happen. Just like almona l'koyin gadol. Almona l'koyin gadol. It's impossible for a koyin gadol to be over the lav of almona l'koyin gadol without him doing the aseh of being mekadosher. And it's chal. That's it. So the same thing over here. Sure he does. Ki yikach yishisha. The mitzvah mekadosh ani isha. Likuchin elu mitzvahs aseh. Midarais, if a guy marries 1,000 wives, he's mekayim 1,000 mitzvahs. May have a gehenim, but he's 1,000 mitzvahs. It's 1,000 mitzvahs. The Rosh wants to say no, that maybe, and the way we learned the Rosh, I'm sure many of you remember, I learned that even according to Rosh, there's a mitzvah. The Rosh says the birchas erusin is not a birchas mitzvah. I learned that there is a mitzvah. But that's a side issue. Now, granted that the Chazon Ish, the question that the stipler asked the Chazon Ish, you could make a chiluk between that case and our case, by Tmura, by saying, at least by Tmura, at least, there's a two-step process. In other words, if the stipler would ask this kasha, we would be able to say, listen, first of all, the kasha is gewaltig. I think the kasha is, I don't see how you can learn this Gemara without with the kasha out jumping out at you. What's the lav hanitik laseh? You did nothing to fix the lav. But his dimyan, talmona l'koyin gadol, you could say the chiluk like this. First of all, it's obvious that he's going according to the opinion that holds that almona l'koyin gadol is only over if you'd makadosh her first. If you hold that baal, that it's isurei bia, then it wouldn't be applicable. But assuming you need kiddushu baal, right? You need kiddushu baal. You could say very simple. There, it's even worse than over here. Over here, there's a two-step process. You were trying to be oiker the kedusha from this behemah. This is part of what Shelley was trying to, and put onto this behemah. That's what you're trying to do. And what happens is the kedusha goes to this behemah, and that behemah also has kedusha. So really, there is a double step. One step is that the kedusha goes onto this animal, and the other step is that the old animal remains with its kedusha. It's really two things are happening: a transfer of kedusha, and then a din that the original kedusha remains. So you could say, okay, there is an asay that's happening here by itself, right? On one of these, in other words, we went from a state of having kedusha on one animal to a state where now we have a kedusha on two animals. So something happened here. There was an additional hektish chal. Hektish be'etzem is a mitzvah. So l'maisa, at the end of the day, after we finished with you, you did an avera, and also a mitzvah occurred. Okay? But by almona l'kein gadol, intrinsically, only one thing happened. You were mekadesh an almona. There was only one thing. And that thing is an iser. Being mekadesh an almona is an iser. Ah, you'll tell me, but there's also a chalois mitzvah that's chal. Okay, but that's intrinsic. It's a one step. There, you can't say there's an element of tikkun, because there's no second step. Whereas tmura, at least conceptually, practically speaking, it's also just one step. You came here, you said, okay, I'm doing tmura. You didn't try to do two things. Like classic lava nitik lase, you stole, you returned. That's two things that you've done. You did an avla, and then you fixed it. By noisa, you left it over, then you burnt it. You did two things. By tmura, you didn't do that. But at least conceptually, there's two steps. There's a transfer of kedusha, and then there's somehow the old thing either remains or becomes kedush, whatever it is. So there we can at least say, we can either say the avera was, well, we spoke about this in great detail at the beginning of Masechet, either the avera was trying to take the kedusha off from this animal, and then it went on to this animal, and then this animal got kedusha, so you fixed, conceptually your isser got fixed. Conceptually, right? Technically, if a guy came and he said, listen, I want more kedusha here in the world. I want this behemah to be kedush, and I want this behemah to be kedush. That's something that we would call normally hatfasa. There wouldn't even be anything wrong with that. If a guy would come and make a korban oil, right? Then he would take another behemah. He'd say, okay, zoo kazoo. That wouldn't be an affair. Right? Fakaret. He's adding kedusha to the world. He makes another korban oil. No problem. So really, the whole element of tmura is the fact that you're trying to remove kedusha. Say, well, okay, so at least conceptually, there was a tikkun. Conceptually, I tried to remove, and then the kedusha was hal anyway. Okay, so at least in concept, there was a tikkun. That would be an answer that the Chazon Ish would be able to give the stipler to his question. From Almona L'Kohen Gadol. And it could actually be, there's lies in the Chazon. Chazon Ish told him, Shani Almona L'Kohen Gadol, the gam luleya iser hoya kedushin chol. The kedushin being chal has nothing to do with the iser. The kedusha nachal because the kedusha nachal. So you can't at all connect the fact that the kedusha nachal to the fixing of the iser. It says, Masha'en came by tmura, the lule parashas tmura loy hefshe lachal behemet mima. You couldn't take a behemet that had kedusha and remove the kedusha. So the iser facilitated that. And now the asay sort of fixed that. Mistama could be that that's what the Chazon Ish even meant when he told him the teretz. Anyway, the Chazon Ish, and the stipler says, you know what? Maybe it just depends on the wording of the Torah. The stipler says, Shani tmura shekosav b'loshon aseh yiyah kodesh. The Torah used the loshon yiyah kodesh. It should be. Sounds like it's a mitzvah. But really, it goes back that the question is definitely far greater than the teretz. The kasha is very stark. The kasha is, how does this fit in concept with lava nitik laseh? Lava nitik laseh in the entire Torah means normally you're fixing what you did. You did an avla, and then you're fixing or potentially fixing what you did. That's the normal lava nitik laseh. This is not a lava nitik laseh. Doesn't fit with the regular guidelines. Now, the kasha that the stipler asked, the Chazon Ish, is really much stronger on Maktim Trimul Bikurim. Maktim Trimul Bikurim is very similar to Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Because Makdim Trimul Bikurim, all you did was the Avera. You were makdim the truma to bikurim. You did the aveira. Happens to be, it's chal. And the truma would have been chal if you didn't do the aveira. The chazanish's answer to the stipler wouldn't work here. Because if you would have done the truma after the bikurim, it also would have been chal. The truma is not being chal because you did it before the bikurim. The truma is being chal because it's truma. So really, I don't know why the stipler l'chayra should have asked his kasha for makdim truma l'bikurim. And on that, the Chazanish wouldn't have had a teretz. Chazanish's answer to the stipler was, well, by Almona L'Kohen Gadol, the Aveira and the Mitzvah have nothing to do with each other. Because the fact that the Kiddushin is Chal has nothing to do with the fact that you did an Aveira. The Kiddushin is Chal, and there's an Aveira. It's nothing to do with each other. Over here, the Gemara wants to say, over here, this is mamish like Almona L'Kohen Gadol. You're doing Truma before you're supposed to do it. And that's the Aveira. And the Asay is that the Truma is Chal. And that would have also happened if you didn't do the Aveira. And I'll tell you it's even more than that. Because Almona L'Kohen Gadol, at least, it's impossible to do the mitzvah without doing the Aveira. You couldn't be Mekadosh this Almona without doing the Aveira. So at least there is some relativity. There's some relativity between the Asay and the lav, because it's impossible to be mekadosh an almona without being over the lav of taking an almona. Whereas truma, mamish has zero to do with the avera, because truma, there's absolutely no reason why you took truma before bikurim, and you could have facilitated the same mitzvah doing it properly. So it's even less of a nitzak lasei than almona l'kayin gadol. It's even less. And yet the Gemara calls it that. So it's really, it's Marafis Igra. And I believe that that is the whole shakl of Atai of our Gemara. I think that's the hidden secret of our sugi. The hidden secret of our sugi is that the reason why Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina Bechlal started talking about Makdim Trumal Bikurim, which is really a foreign element, was because Tmura has a hidden secret in it as well, which is the Lav Anitik Laseh element. And the only reason why by Tmura you get Malchus in spite of it being Lav Anitik Laseh is because there's two Asehs. And if there wouldn't be two Asehs, you wouldn't have gotten Malchus for Tmura. And that's the reason why he brings in Makdim Truma L'Bikurim, because Makdim Truma L'Bikurim also has that relativity. They both have a lingering assay hanging in the air that potentially can or cannot be called Lav Hanitik L'Assay. Because you can look at it and say, well, there's an assay here. You can look at it the way we're saying, which is seems to be more logical, say, this is not a Lav Hanitik L'Assay. There's no Lav Hanitik L'Assay here. You're not doing anything to fix the Lav. So how do we get around this hump? I believe this is the hurdle. This is the hurdle. This is the Lav Hanitik L'Assay of Tmura, and this is the Lav Hanitik L'Assay potentially of Makdim Truma L'Bikurim. They both have a passive assay where you're not doing anything actively to fix the Lav, but they always come along for the ride. They're there by default. There's an assay of Ahoyo Tmura Sayyir Kodesh. By default, there's an assay of the Truma being Chal by Makdim Truma L'Bikurim. Do we say by these kind of assays, Lav Hanitik L'Assay, of course, right away we understand now, A, why Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina came in here in Maseches Tmura to put this addition, because it directly relates to Tmura. That's number one. Number two, Abaya comes and attacks him, because Abaya goes, 1 second, this is not a classic Lav Hanitik L'Assay. So Tosfos says, what, Abaya, you never heard of Lav Hanitik? Of course I heard of Lav Hanitik L'Assay. But till I came to this Masechta, I had it very simple. Lav Hanitik L'Assay is you do a lav, you fix it. Good. That I understand. This Masechta now taught me a new thing that I never heard of. And that's what we're debating. Is that the Bechlal or Lav Hanitik L'Assay? And if you think about it, an Oynish Shagirish is very similar as well, because the lav, the assay, is almost a built-in to the lav. Now, the Torah basically is saying is that you're not allowed to send her away, and if you send her away, the sending requires a return. So it's almost like the aseh is built into the lav. It's not like you're coming afterwards and doing something to fix the lav. It's inherently there when you do the lav that you can't send her away for good. So it's not that the, so now you, when you send her away, you're not triggering now doing a new aseh to fix the lav. It's inherent in the lav. The aseh is you have to keep her for good. You have to always keep her. So the aseh is there. It's not that you're going to do a new aseh to fix the lav. There's always a lingering aseh that this woman can't be sent away for good. So there is a somewhat of a weak connection to Oinus as well, which we'll see. But I'm saying, but Tumura and Bikurim, Maktim Tumura and Bikurim, have a dominant similar characteristic, which is the fact that the aseh is nothing to do with fixing the lav. The aseh is just there. The aseh is just Pemelecha. So I want to tell you, that's why Abai says, I never heard of such a thing. V'chol, right, exactly. Even this? Right. I agree to lav anitik lasei. What does this have to do with it? Now, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, that's why I wanted the Olam to look up the Rambam. The Rambam all over, when he comes to lav anitik lasei, he says it. Lav anitik lasei, no malchus. Because lav anitik lasei. When he comes to maktim trumul bikurim, he just says, Ein loikin alav zeh. Doesn't say why, what, how, exactly, what. Ein loikin alav zeh. This lav you don't get malchus for. Why not? Because lav anitik lasei. Why didn't he say it? Why didn't he give us the reason? It's obvious from the Rambam himself that he felt that this is not a classic lav anitik lasei. This is different than a regular lav anitik lasei. This is a new kind of lav anitik lasei. If you look at Tosfos and Chulin, I don't get a chance to look that up, but if not, I'll just read it for you now. You'll see that Tosfos is bothered by what I'm saying, actually. He doesn't use it as a kasha. He just says it in passing, and I'll read you the Tosfos. Tosfos debates, the Gemara Bayah says that the aseh of Tmura can't fix two lava. Tosfos debates whether this is the case, whether a regular aseh can't fix two lava. And Tosfos goes back and forth. The end, Tosfos says like this, Void nira, deloy okar tre lavi, hainu ki ahide tmura. He says, by tmura, it's a weak lava nitik laseh. Why is it weak? Deloy havi nituk gomor. Tosfos says, this is not a real true repair. It's not a real repair. Why? The ancient maisa l'sakin alav. There is no maisa that you're doing to fix the lav. The v'hoya kodesh lav asir. You didn't do anything. You didn't get up and go, oh, ooh, I blew it. Okay, let me make the other one kodesh now. You didn't do that. Part of your process of being choyte did this. The me'el of a kodesh. The im ayoyim rakosuv im homer yakriv. If the Torah would have said, you know what? If you do an Aveira, do this action. So he says, then it will be lav anitik lasei. The Torah didn't say that. The Torah said, this is a consequence. The v'hoyo t'mura se'yeh kodesh is a consequence of the t'mura. And since it's a consequence of the t'mura, that shouldn't be called a lav anitik lasei. Consequences are not lav anitik lasei. That's consequences. So that's Tosfos. But Tosfos does not get explained. So why, in fact, do we call it lav anitik lasei at all? Tosfos says it's not a classic. Tosfos says this is not a classic lav anitik lasei. And Tosfos goes more beyond that. Tosfos says not only is it not a classic lav anitik lasei, but it actually doesn't have the same power like a regular lav anitik lasei. A regular lav anitik lasei maybe could blow away two lav also. This can't. And really, this is not even a real two lavim, by the way. Because these two lavim actually teach me two different things. Lo Yachlifenu teaches you can't do your own tomorrow. Lo Yomer teaches you can't do somebody else's tomorrow. That's another question they ask. Why do we say one aseh can't fix two lavim? There's no real two lavim here. It's two situations. It's not a double lav. So I think, Rabbi Yisai, that the question is so great that really the answer is it's a whole different idea here. It's not a regular lav anitik lasei. Like Tosfos is saying, this is not a regular lav anitik lasei. And that's the whole flow of our Gemara. And that was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's Chiddush, that this is not a regular lav anitik lasei. Still, there's no malchus. There's a new kind of concept. I'll tell you what I think the concept could be.
We're running out of time here, so I'll try to make it very quick. In Maseches Yevamos, there's a famous Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Yevamos asks, the Gemara there talks about Asei Dechalois Asei. When do we say a mitzvah could push off a lois asei? When do we say a mitzvah can't push off a lois asei? Tosfos has a question. Why don't we use Yibum? Yibum. Why don't we use Yibum as a primary example that a lav can get pushed off even if it has chorus? Yibum is chorus. Eshesach. And still we do Yibum. So that should be a classic lav shein b'maisa. That's Tosfos kasha. So we should say that you don't get malchus. That normally you could say asay is doich alav. Not only with his malchus, even with his chorus. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos gives a cryptic answer. He says mitzvase bekach. That's different. In Yevamos, the mitzvah is to do this act, meaning a regular asay doich alois asay. What's a classic asay doich alois asay? Tzitzis. A guy has a wool baget. He can't find himself tzitzis that are made out of wool. The only thing he has available is linen tzitzis. He's allowed to put linen tzitzis into a wool beged. Why? Because the asay of putting tzitzis into the beged is doicha the lav of wearing shakas. That's a classic asay doicha lois asay, right? If somebody would ask you, is there a mitzvah to put linen tzitzis in a wool beged? The answer is an emphatic no. There is no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah put. The mitzvah is to put tzitzis in. Grada, you run into a hole. You have a problem. You opened up your tzitzis drawer. The only thing you got is linen. So you're stuck. So you call a Rav. Say, Rav, I have a problem. Okay? When a guy has Yibum, right, does he call his Rav and go, Rav, I have a problem. My Yavama happens to be an Eshesach. If your Yavama's not Eshesach, it's not a Yavama. That's Tosfos Teretz. So although Tosfos Teretz is very easy to explain, but the lumdus behind Tosfos Teretz is still very difficult. So what? True. So it's mitzvah say bekach. Why don't we learn? I say derechalais asay. Fakert. It's even stronger. You see how much the Torah prefers that the asay can push off the law, that the Torah made a mitzvah. It's the only way to do the mitzvah. I can actually use that to strengthen the drasha. Here you got a real asay derechalais. Here the Torah created a mitzvah that the only way to do it is to be derechal the law. Wow, this is unbelievable. This is a classic. But Tosfos, for some reason, holds not like that. Why does Tosfos hold not like that? And I think that the Teretz is like this. Of course, on a very elementary level, and this is the way they teach kids, when they teach kids in high school, Yevamos, because you got to do what you can do, is they tell the kids, listen, there's such a thing called Dchuyah, there's such a thing called Hutra. Which today, that became a very easy way to learn. We categorize things. There's a din, two dinim, three dinim, and everything is okay. So there's such a thing called Dchuyah, there's such a thing called Hutra. Hutra means there's no Avera here. Dchuyah means the Avera is here, but it gets pushed off. Right? Sounds very simple to understand, right? Now, Yibum, since it's the mitzvah to do Yibum, it gets pushed, it's Hutra. That's what Tosfos means. And therefore, the chorus goes off, and therefore it's not Asei Dechus. But that's not what Tosfos says. Plain and simple, that's not what he says. Not only is that not what he says, but the Rashba and the Tosfos Rosh, who also hold Tosfos Teretz, they actually put in one word that knocks off that whole possibility. They say, Shani Yibum, the Iker Mitzvosoi Al Yedei Dechia. They use both. They use the it's Mitzvosoi Bekar and the Iker Mitzvos Al Yedei Dechia. What does that mean? The Pshat is like this. When a person does an Aveira, right? Sometimes you can say, you can never do an Aveira and say that the Aveira is a mitzvah. By definition, you can't say that. The Torah, you can't say that what I'm doing now is an Avera, which is a mitzvah. Either it's a mitzvah or it's an Avera. This is not my concept. This is brought down in the Yerushalmi and Gittin. The Yerushalmi says, Eila ha-chukim va-mitzvahs, ein mitzvah Avera, ein Avera mitzvah, ein mitzvah Avera. This is found in the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak in Gittin, parak ha-nezikim. And this Yerushalmi is quoted in many places. Lamashal, when do we say asay dechalois asay? And when do we say mitzvah b'avera? That's also not something we can resolve in one shot here. But we have concepts in shas that conflict. Sometimes we say, that's a mitzvah b'avera, you can't do that. Like Lamoshel, you steal a lulav, that's a mitzvah b'avera. What do you mean? Why can't I steal to do a mitzvah?
I had a guy tell me, this is Maisa 15 years ago. He came to me with a shayla, he had a ribbis shayla, and I told him, after he explained to me his whole business deal, I said, there's no ribbis in that, there's not even avak ribbis. I said, it's gezel gomer. It's gezel deraisa. So he told me, I wasn't asking you about gezel. My shayla, I'm very makbid on ribbis. So I gave him a look like he fell off the roof. I said, what are you crazy? It's one Torah, there's one Rabbana Shalom, what's the difference? What it is? Ribbis, gezel, what's the difference? He said, Rabbi, I just want you to know. And he used to daven in the shul, glad that he's since left. I told him, and I didn't throw him out. Maybe he felt a little uncomfortable. He said, Rabbi, I want you to know. He says, anytime I do a deal like this, that's a little, I give kemat all the money to tzedakah. Kemat, everything that comes out of such a deal, I give straight to tzedakah. Wow. Tzadik said, what's the mucker of gezel is that you can't bring it for a carbon. That's the mucker. It's better, you, at least if you do such a deal, use it for yourself, take it, go on vacation. That would be better. Take the money, go on vacation, go to Bermuda. Once you do one thing, do another, go mix swimming in Bermuda. You do it. But anyway, Lamaisa, the Uddish Teshuvah is that Bechefza, something can't be a mitzvah which is an Avera. So the Yerushalmi says, that when you go ahead and you steal something, the Yerushalmi actually there in Nezikin is trying to explain why if somebody does Kriyan Shabbos, if they write Kriyan Shabbos, it still could be called the Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya. A guy hears he lost a relative on Shabbos, he writes his Kriya, which is an Isser, you know, how to write Kriya on Shabbos. He did it. The Yerushalmi says he's Yotze Kriya. The Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? Stolen lulav, you're not Yotze, that's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. What? It is coming at the same time. The Kriya is the same time that you're ripping it. Same time. The Yerushalmi says no. Tamon gufa avera. Baram hocha hu avar isura. This is the words of the Yerushalmi. It's quoted a lot of times. Tesis brings it down. Tamon gufa avera means over there by Gzela, the avera captures the object. You steal something, this is a stolen thing. Now, the object is a chefza of an avera. An avera can't be a mitzvah. So by a lulav, what's your chefza shel mitzvah? The lulav. If the lulav is a stolen object, it's a posel lulav. We posel the object. This can't be a mitzvah. The object which is an avera can't be a mitzvah. Can't be. That's Mashenka, when somebody writes his kriya on Shabbos, the jacket is not a chefza shel iser. Right, the happens to be he's doing a mitzvah kriya. While he's doing a mitzvah kriya, he happens to be doing an avera. Happens to be that he's doing it on Shabbos, so there happens to be an avera here. But there's no intrinsic avera in what he's doing. We can't say, oh, this was a chefz of an avera. The kriya was a kriya, and the kriya could have been done during a week, and then it would have been only a mitzvah. And now, grada happens to be Shabbos. It doesn't enough relate. The Avera and Mitzvah haven't come close enough contact for us to call it a Mitzvah of Avera. Mashenki, when you have a Chefza stolen Lulav, the Avera is clogged to you, like the Sforim HaKadoshim say, you do an Avera, it like hogs you. The Avera is sitting on your nose, the Avera is sitting on the object, you can't do a Mitzvah with it. The Pshat is like this. When the Torah tells us there's a Mitzvah to do Yibum, what the Torah has to create now is a Mitzvah to marry an Eish Esach. It's different than a regular asay dechalos. A regular asay dechalos to say I have an asay, and I have a lois to say. Technically, we can even say the lois to say is still an avera. There's an avera here on the side, but I have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is more important. To do this mitzvah is more important than that avera that's hanging on the wall, and therefore I do the mitzvah. And that's how the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael explains asay dechalos to say. Hashem, rather you do the amitzvah. We call it cut your losses. The Rebbe Shem rather that you do the mitzvah say, even though there's a lav hanging on the wall. Yeah? But here there's nothing hanging on the wall. Here the Rebbe Shem had to go and say, this act is a mitzvah. Marrying your Eish Esach is a mitzvah. So by the Torah doing that, when you do it, you're not doing an Avera b'chlal. You can't be doing an Avera. If you would be doing an Avera, it would be a mitzvah above Avera. So the Rebbe Shem had to say, you know what? This act for today is a mitzvah. The fact that it's a mitzvah makes that it can't be categorized as an avera. It can't be that your avera is in essence a mitzvah. The guy who writes Kriyan Shabbos, we're not telling him, writing Kriyan Shabbos was your mitzvah. Your mitzvah was writing Kriya. Your avera was that you did a maisa of Malacha on Shabbos. They don't relate. So each one is put in a separate box. But here the Torah is saying that the mitzvah itself is becoming, and that can't be. The Torah can't give you a mitzvah which is a... Now, the mitzvah of Kodshim and the mitzvah of Truma is really an ongoing mitzvah. When you're Mafresh Truma, the mitzvah of being Mafresh Truma is not a mitzvah that's done for the moment. The mitzvah of Truma is to recognize it as Truma. Right? If I make it Truma, now I have to treat it like Truma. If somebody goes ahead and makes Truma, and then they don't recognize that it comes out the mitzvah was an Avera. They go now and give it to a Zohar to eat, or they make it Tomei. So the mitzvah of Truma really is an ongoing mitzvah. The Torah actually gives it a name. Ushmartem es mishmeres Trumose. It's a mitzvah to maintain the status of Truma. That's a mitzvah. Okay? Same thing by Kodshim. Kodshim has a mitzvah. Right? Meaning, when you make something into an oila, now I have to treat it like an oila. I can't lean on it, I can't use it, I can't plow with it, I can't... There are mitzvahs and averas that relate to the fact that you're maintaining the din of Kodshim. When the Torah came, and the Torah said, V'hoya hu t'murasa yi kodesh, the Torah didn't just tell us a fact. The Torah told us, okay, now you have a responsibility. Now you have a mitzvah. You have a continuous mitzvah now that's on you, which is going to be to maintain the status of the kodshim and the truma. Now take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch by the mitzvah Shin Nun Beis. And it's really fascinating. It's a couple of words, but I think it mamish opens up the door here. You got the end of mitzvah Shin Nun Beis. Those of you that don't have it, I'm reading it. He says, this mitzvah, the noheges, b'chol mokom, b'chol zman, b'schorim, v'nekevis. V'oivir olaho. And somebody who's over this mitzvah. We just said till now, how could you be over the mitzvah? You can't, it happens. It's not your choice. It's not your option. Listen to this lotion. V'loi noa kedusha b'shtei abehemais. He wasn't noyei kedusha. The kedusha is chal, that's by default. But now you're a person. You can either be noyei kedusha or not be noyei kedusha. You could say, you know, I'm so frustrated what happened here. I wanted to take kedusha of this and put it on this. Now this is what I'm stuck with. You know what? I'm plowing with that behemoth. Says the chinuch, you know what? You do that. You're mevatel mitzvah zu. Zok the chinuch. V'loy no ha-kedusha b'shtei behemoth. But rishayno b'tmuroso botel ha-sei zu. You mevatel this mitzvah. Milvara oyne sheyesh b'dover shemoyel behek. Besides for the regular halach, of course, Moel Behekdish. This behemah, now you have a new mitzvah. Be noye kedusha with this animal. Treat it like kedusha. Recognize the fact that the kedusha was chal. That's the mitzvah. Same thing by truma. The mitzvah is to maintain that level. That's a chiddush. This is a new kind of lava nitiklase. This was triggered by an avera. You did an avera. The avera triggered a status quo situation of Kedusha. Now you have a mitzvah to maintain that status quo. That's a new lava nitiklase. Recognizing the mitzvah that was chal and keeping it. So it's different than a regular lava nitiklase is self-initiated. Right? I steal. Now I'm sitting with your object. Now I have a mitzvah to take the object and to give it back to you. That's my own, I initiate that mitzvah. That's a classic lava nitiklase. I leave over Kodeshim, and then it becomes nicer, I go and I burn it. Self-initiated. Here I have a piece of meat, it's nicer, now I go get up, I say, I better fix this, and I go and I burn it. Self-initiated. Here the Torah put the mitzvah on your lap, but you still then recognize that mitzvah and anoye kedusha. That's the nitiklase here. And that's the Chiddush of our Gemara, that this is also called, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, this is also called the Lava Nitiklase. Abai is screaming, this is just a circumstantial situation. You're stuck with it. This is, you're in the pot with Kedusha. And that's why the Chinuch goes out of his way, and he says, this is not just Me'ila Behekdish. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina would have agreed with Abaya if it would have just been Moel Behekdish. But there's a new mitzvah to treat it as Kedush. The Torah now is saying, So it comes out now when you use this animal, not only are you over the generic lav of being moil behekdish, now you're being mevatel the mitzvah of ha'yot morasa yekodesh. And that's what Yaisi Bachanin is chiddush in our sugya. That is the assay that we learn out from Tmura, and that's the assay which Maktim Truma LeBikurim has, and that's the reason why he brought it in to begin with. And that's that direct connection of Eloisi Elisha. Even though Eloisi Elisha is not a new assay, it's maintaining the assay that's on you by default. And that's why Abaya plucked that assay as a dimion to our sugya, because that's also such an assay. That's not an assay that you're initiating. The assay is there from the first minute. When you're over the lav, there's an assay on your head. The loisi elisha never went away from you. But maintaining it is also called a lav anetik assay. As Abaya, according to you, why don't you get malchus for that? Why you shouldn't get malchus for that? And his answer is, ain't a chanami. You would get malchus for that. Taka would. You would get malchus for that. The reason why you would get malchus over there, why Kohen gets malchus over there, is because the Kohen who has mitzvahs yeseris, so for him, the Kedusha Yeseris says that he does not have a mitzvah to maintain this woman. If he would, if the Kohen didn't have the Kedusha Yeseris, and he would have a mitzvah to maintain this woman, then it wouldn't be a lav anetik l'asei. But he can't recognize the status quo of this woman. He does not have a mitzvah to maintain that status. For him, it's an avera. Avera can't be a mitzvah. So by a Kohen, the loisi l'isha can't fix the lav, because inherently it's an avera. If it's an avera, it can't be inherently a mitzvah. And that's the reason why by a Kohen, it's not a lav anetik l'asei. Not that a Kohen gets malchus on lav anetik. This new mitzvah of maintaining the status quo being called a lav anetik l'asei is not applicable to Kohen, because by him it can't be a mitzvah to maintain her, because he has a lav to maintain her. And that, I think, really gives us a... Anybody have any kashas? Okay, very good. Next week we're going to be learning a mitzvah Shem. I'm actually going to be away for Shabbos, but I'm coming back just Sunday morning for this year. And I'm then going back into the city. So just so Olam Shinoah, I'm going to matriach for next week to come. And I think, if it's okay with everybody here, I would like next week to take a sugya in Chanukah. I'll give you Mar Mekremis to go into the main lumdus of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. If the Olam wants to, I don't mind starting the sugya of Yavad Mahani, but I think it would be nice, timely to do so. So we'll post the Mar Mekremis and Mitzvah Shem this week on the Shul site.